Mr. Chairman, before you go any further, I just want to make a statement for the record. According to the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission, a quorum of three members of the commission is required to take any action. We obviously have that this evening. I understand Mr. Wheatley's going to be a little bit late. Under those rules, you do have a quorum. Three affirmative votes are required to take action on any of the matters that you may be voting on this evening, just so you're aware of that.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Next item is old business.
The first item of old business under the agenda is conditional use 1664 Mark J. and Stacy N. Mills. Is there any comments from either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank?
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1664 for Mark J. and Stacy Mills to operate for warehousing and limited office space based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being number one, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. It will provide a location for small business and contractor offices that are needed in Sussex County. With its centralized location, it will also alleviate traffic on Route 113 and 26. Number two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Number three, the site is in a developing area adjacent to the town of Dagsboro and the new Indian River High School. It is also in the state's level two area, which encourages mixed uses such as this. With the conditions placed upon it, the site will also be screened from view from Route 20. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. There shall be no more than 10 60-foot by 50-foot office warehouse buildings located in the project in addition to the existing structure. To comply with the applicant's statement that the project will be screened from Route 20, all buildings shall be set back to a point south of the existing tax ditch, with the exception of the entrance sign. There shall not be any structures, equipment, or vehicles erected, placed, or stored between Route 20 and the tax ditch. The location of the tax ditch setback line shall be shown on the final site plan. The driveway to the proposed building shall be constructed and paved in accordance with Sussex County Street Design Standards. There shall be a 6-foot-high security fence erected around the office warehouse area, which is south of the tax ditch. A central leasing and management office shall be maintained on site. As stated by the applicant, no Sunday hours of operation shall be permitted. Any lighting shall be installed only on the buildings and shall be screened so that the lights do not shine on neighboring properties or towards Route 20. There shall be one sign at the entrance to the property, not larger than 32 square feet in size, designating the offices. Each building shall also be allowed to have one sign not to exceed 12 square feet in size. There shall be no retail sales, no food preparation, no manufacturing, and no public automotive or small engine repairs performed on site. There shall be no outside storage permitted at any of the proposed buildings, including the building that currently exists on the property. This project shall comply with all DLDOT entrance requirements. On the final site plan, the location of all parking and fire lanes shall be specifically shown, along with all overhead doors providing access to the buildings. In addition, the location of dumpsters shall be shown on the final site plan. All dumpsters shall be screened from view.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of CU 1664 for Mark J. and Stacy Mills. All in favor signify say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next on the agenda is our public hearings. Before we begin our public hearings, we ask our attorney to read the guidelines on how to conduct the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Gordy. As stated, this is the time and the place for the public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. The chairman will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary to do so. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.